That's all right.
At least that bit's done.
We're recording again. Liz Lavender with Gavin Priestley.
Don't bump the table, Gaff.
Version part two. So where did we get to?
So we got to, I believe, we were chatting about how we did the tour Rotterdam with the Blue Tent, how I came to know Fitz State with Sheffield, and then how I helped out with the Immortal, the first Immortal show, and how it was like a community of people coming together with professionals to put that show on. And then I believe then we went to how I was talking about how we were in the church at the end of Metal Street and how we used to go there once a week doing juggling and acrobatics and aerial and stuff like that. And then from there, I believe after that place, that kept going, that club what we used to do every week. And we then went and sourced the Splot Community Centre, the Star Centre. Yeah, the Star Centre, and we rigged in there. And it was interesting because some of the first no-fitters had rigged in there previous, so they were fine with us going in there and rigging in there again. So then we started our aerial club up there, and I did all the rigging for it. And then we decided then we would look for somewhere else a bit better. We went to the railway club then, I believe. So we rigged up in the railway club, so we had like aerial sessions going on in there. And then from the railway club, we got permission to rig down at the bay in like a big massive, it was like loads of businesses down at the bay, and they had this big courtyard with massive beams on the top of it, and we rigged in there for a little while because they said we could use that because we'd lost the railway club. And then from that then we got Charles Street, I believe. That was then, the next step was Charles Street then, and then we ended up rigging in there, and that became No Fit State's first sort of bigger sort of proper circus school, I suppose, in Cardiff. Mm. And then,
when you were down at the church on the bottom of Metal Street,
yeah,
or perhaps a railway club,
yeah,
was that Splot State Circus?
It was Splot State Circus, and partly No Fit as well. It was a bit of both,
right.
I do believe. It was a bit of a mixture of people coming together. Mm. You know,
and
as
so did you see yourself affiliated to Splot State Circus at that point, or just more training?
It seemed like a mixture of half and half. It seemed like I was part of the community project to be a trainer and teach the children that were coming in there. And then professionals were using it as a training space as well, I believe.
So are your skills? Circus skills?
My first skill is fire. That's the first skill that I learnt from being a kid, spinning things around and juggling and fire eating and breathing and body burning and doing very fast fire stuff. That's one of the things I'm very well known for. I do it 100 mile an hour. Not many people who touch my speed. So, yeah. So that was the very core skill I learned initially. And then I started learning a stilt walk when I was like 7, juggle and all that kind of thing through festivals. And then obviously through that journey, then that got me in my first circus school. And then through doing the circus school in Sheffield, I met my Brazilian trainer, acrobat trainer, and he introduced me to the world of acrobatics. That's Marcel de Ramos. And through that world of acrobatical training, through his courses, him and his wife Anita, I developed a pretty good acrobat and base. So I took them skills, and I was already beginning my first tour with Swamp Circus at that time. Did a whole season with Anne, being an aerialist and being a fire performer and doing acrobalance routine in the show, and doing clowning as well, as like a clown on a big ball. So I did that, and then through that pathway I met through the festival scene, I met Zoe, who knew Ali, who did No Fit. Mm-hmm. And then it's through that pathway I sort of begun to you know, it could be known to No Fit State. It was about 95, yeah, was the time when I, yeah, came through, so, yeah.
So what role did you play in Immortal?
And I was kind of like, I would say, carrying stuff around. They gave me a walkie-talkie, which I thought was quite funny. I got trusted by a walkie-talkie, so that was quite amusing. I was kind of like moving stuff around, making sure people were doing the things they were meant to be doing, running around the outside of the tent, making sure that stuff out around there was fine. And then they would give me roles of like moving things around during the show to move stuff out of the way for the performers. Yeah, and then at the end of the show, when everyone was dancing and singing to that song, loads of the crew, who are generally circus performers anyway, were then getting involved and were doing acrobatics off the stage, I believe. Mm. Yeah, to one another. So it was quite fun. Yeah.
Okay, and what do you do now for the company?
I am now, I've been a trainer for No Fit State for a long time, since Charles Street, and since now in John Street. So over that period of time, so I'm the acrobat trainer. I teach aerial as well. I teach all the floor-based skills because I learned them at circus school, and I teach all the different balance skills. So I'm probably, you know, sort of, I wouldn't say I was a world class at any of the sort of normal floor skills. I'm very good acrobat, very good fire performer, and I used to perform aerial, so I've got a very good experience in different areas like rope, silk, and trapeze. And I've done a bit of flying before and a bit of swinging with Jackie Crusher in Bristol. I trained with her for a while. I did a load of training with her. I'm a bit of a jack of all trades, I would say. I feel I'm quite a good trainer in that sense, that I can deliver a vast amount of different skill bases to adults and our youth programme, which has really helped me become really good for No Fit State as a trainer. It's made me a stronger trainer because I've got all that skill base that I can offer as a trainer for No Fit State and for the community.
So if you had to choose one thing that you thought that was cracking, what would that cracking thing be?
Fire, probably.
Right, in any particular show or any particular event?
Yeah, we did, now I'm going to have to try and remember the name of it. It was the one in the park, and we had the big, massive donut thing from Immortal rigged, but with no tent. It was something in the park, I can't remember what it was called. And I did fire, anyway, on top of that big metal ring thing. And that was through Ali, and that was a No Fit State show, I believe.
And was that in Cardiff?
It was in...
Was that Swindon?
Swindon it was, yeah.
That's my gig.
That's cool, there we go. Yeah, and that was, I think it was the second time they'd done it then. So I was involved in the second show. So I love that. I love doing the fire on top of that big metal donut. It just... Mm. It was cool. And I did an acrobalance act as well in that. Mm. And then we were all like being different. We're just being characters around. So I thought that was cracking. Mm. That was cool. For me, that was a really awesome thing to be involved with. But I feel like I took myself out of being a touring performer because I got offered to be in the proper Immortal tour as a trainee. And I said no because I felt I was at a professional level then, and I knew I could earn more money staying behind, not going on tour and doing my corporate shows and doing workshops and outreach workshops in schools. And so it was a financial decision And part of me is a bit gutted. I didn't go on the Immortal Tour as well. So I'm kind of, it's a double-edged sword for me in that way. I did better financially, but in my heart of hearts, there's like a bit of me that was like, I should have just gone as an apprentice and not been all proud at the time and gone for that experience. So
live by the mistakes, don't you? And learn by them as well.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And you said you've done a lot of corporate gigs. Have you got, you know, a favourite corporate gig that you've done?
Probably performing for the Queen. That was one of my favourite corporate gigs because that gave me a lot of work after that. In the Royal Gardens at Buckingham Palace, and I believe Ree was there, Zoe was there, and we're doing stilt characters for the Queen, doing walkabout.
Was that for one of her garden parties?
One of the garden parties, and they had loads of special needs children, and they had, I think it was Zippo Circus had been booked for that, but then we had been booked as freelance performers to come in and do stilt characters and interact with the children. So that was really cool. I borrowed Ali's tailcoat for that gig. Ali's tailcoat
has been to the Queen.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was so a bit in the like in the sense of gigs from No Fit. I've had a lot of brilliant gigs and with Admiral doing their corporate show things. They booked out the whole castle, I remember, at one point, and they got No Fit to supply all the entertainment for that, and so that was brilliant. That was cracking. That was really cool. So that was really cool. So we did like fire and stilts and acrobatics, and so that was really cool. Yeah, did a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I think that's good, Gav.
It's okay.
I think we'll cut to the punch there. Okay. If there's anything else, so thank you.
Thank you, Liz. You're a star.
Brilliant. That gets the grist of it. Oops.